Beginning tonight's shir in the beginning of Siman Reish Ayin Aleph, we are on the last line on page Mem Hey, the page before page 90. The Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, "Kishiyavo lebeiso yimaher leechol miyod." When a person gets home from shul Friday night, he should rush to eat right away. That is the Mechaber in Sif Aleph, and that is all we are going to see in the Mechaber tonight. With that, we will see the Mishabura and a very long bir halacha. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sefkatan Aleph Yimaher Leochel, a person should eat quickly. Hainu lekadesh. It doesn't mean you should eat right away. It merely means that you should make kiddush right away. Kadesh sheyizkor Shabbos be'eis tchilas knisaso. So you can mention Shabbos and remember Shabbos at the beginning of its entering. The cholkama demakdeminan leitfei odif. Because the earlier you could do it, the better it is. Umikevan shekidesh tzarech leochel miyad. Memelo, once you made Kiddush, where there's an inyan to do it right away, so then you have to eat right away, like we'll see later in Siman Reish Ayin Gimel, Sif Gimel, Bahagot, and the Ramah, that you have to eat right away after you make Kiddush. Vim eino toiv leechol, if a person is not hungry to eat when he gets home from shul, yochol lahamte milakadesh ad sheyirav, he can wait to make Kiddush until he gets hungry. Shekvar zochar es ha-shabbos b'tfiloso b'beis ha-knesses, because he already mentioned Shabbos in his davening in shul, v'yotzei b'ze ha-mitzvah ha-sei da-raisa la-ha-rambam, and he was already yotzei his mitzvah ha-sei da-raisa l'fi the Rambam, u'kid la-kamon, like we will see later. U'mikom mokom nira de-hecha de-yesh b'ze mishum shalom bayis, but if this waiting along till you get hungry is going to be a lack of shalom bayis, o she'esh lo b'beiso mishorsim u'shar orachim, or if you have other helpers in the house, or guests in the house, uveprat oreach oni, specifically if there's a guest that is poor, lo ya'acher b'chol gavni, you should not delay your suda in all cases. Tekevan de'emu talim alav, since they are dependent on you, lo yuchal la'akvam b'shul shurotze l'kayim mitzvah min amuchar. You can't delay them to have their food that you're responsible for just because you want to be your mekayim, your mitzvah of eating, in a more preferable way. Says the Mishnah Vayter in Sifkatan Beis, Miyad, we said you should eat right away, make kiddush right away, u'mikom makom me'anochon likros kriyashma mikodem. But still, the appropriate thing to do would be to read kriyashma before you make kiddush. In this topic, shebeis haknesses lo kara bizmana. If you are in doubt that maybe in shul they said kriyashma too early, you should repeat kriyashma before you make kiddush. Va'ayin la'el b'simen reisam el-zayim v'mishnebura sifkatan vav, where we said over there that you shouldn't make kiddush if it's already within a half hour before Laila. Kosef HaRambam Perech of Tes Mehilchos Shabbos. The Rambam writes, and we turn to page 90 in the Mishnah Berurah, Mitzvahs Aseh Min HaTorah L'Kaddish Es Yom HaShabbos B'Dvarim. There is a Mitzvahs Aseh D'Oraisa to say Kiddush on Shabbos with words. Shenemar Zochor Es Yom HaShabbos L'Kaddisho. You should remember the Shabbos day to make it holy. Kolomar Mitzvahs Aseh Zochreyu Zechira Shevach V'Kiddush. You should mention about Shabbos praise and Kiddush. So there's Kiddush B'dvarim with words alone. Midrabanan, there's an Indian to say the Kiddush on a cup of wine. This Tosas Shita is that the wine for Kiddush is not the Oraisa. We'll see others that argue, but Tosas Shita is, like the Rambam, that the Kiddush B'dvarim is the Oraisa, and on the wine is only Midrabanan. Del Hayayin Hurak Midrabanan, on the wine is only Midrabanan. The Kosev Magen Avram, the Magen Avram writes, Lefize, according to this, Midoraisa b'kiddush she'omer b'tfila sagi. So says the Magen Avram, according to the Rambam, according to Tosos, that Midoraisa, when you said your tfila, you daven ma'ariv, that is your kiyum of your mitzvah, Doraisa of kiddush. Dikra ksiv zochor es yom ha-shabbos. The Pasuk says, zochor es yom ha-shabbos. V'harei zochor oso. You already mentioned it. You already remembered it. V'kiddush b'mekom suda midrabanan. And the whole idea of kiddush b'mekom suda, that's only midrabanan. Kimo shekosav abeis Yosef, simen rei samachtes. V'hevi ha-mogen Avram, raya lazem in ha-gemara, di yotze min ha-torah b'tfilo. The Mogen Avram does bring a raya from the Gemara, that you yotze midarais in tfilo, and we'll see him in Tashem, that raya, in the Biralocha. Alkein, therefore, im safek lo im kiddush o lo. Therefore, the nafkamina of whether kiddush on wine is the raisa or the rabbana will be the following case. You are not sure if you made kiddush on wine or not. The halacha is, according to what we're saying, ein sarach lachzor l'kaddish. You will not have to go back and say kiddush. The Safek the Rabbanu Lakula. Since you know you made Kiddush in Shul and you were Mekayim in your Tefillah and you were Mekayim your Mitzvah, the Araisa of Kiddush, and only under the Rabbanan you are Mesufik, so we always say Safek the Rabbanu Lakula, you would not have to go and make Kiddush. Another nafkamina would be gam de koton shegia lechinuch yochol lohotzi lefize afilu legodol bekiddush imagodol hispala kfar. Says the Mishavu, another nafkamina of whether kiddush al yayin is a rais of the rabbanon is that a koton that reached the age of chinuch, who's only chayiv and all misses the rabbanon, would be able to be motzi an adult in kiddush, assuming the adult already made kiddush in tefillah, and therefore he downgraded his chiyah from a daraisa, which he was already mekayim, to a derabanan, and now the katan could satisfy the gadol with his kiddush derabanan. Now the Shaar Tzion writes here in Oz Beis, this is from the Derech HaChaim, the Kosav Shom, and the Derech HaChaim writes there, tafke im hakatan lo hispal adayin. It's dafka if the gadol davened, so he downgraded his chiyah from a daraisa to a derabanan, and the katan did not yet daven, and therefore he has his full-fledged derabanan in place, so a derabanan kepater derabanan. Aval im ispalel, but if the katan also davened, ein yochol lohotzi hagadol b'chol gavni, then the katan can't be motzi the gadol who davened, to who trade derabanan, because the katan is a double derabanan. A, his whole chiyah and any mitzvah is only derabanan. And B, he already davened, so the theoretical daraisa was already downgraded to the rabbanon, so he's a double the rabbanon. The gadol who chav in the rabbanon, but the gadol only has one the rabbanon. The fact that he davened, he downgraded his chiyuv. Therefore, zok the derech hachayim, that which we're saying that if it's only mid the rabbanon, a katan kapata the gadol is only if the gadol yes davened and the katan did not daven. The chay odom the hilchos brachos klal hey din chav gimel cholik al ze ayin sham. The chayim argues with this. And the note number 12 explains the shita of the Chayodom. Shekosa, the Chayodom writes, Shekoton she'ochol kezayis pas bilvad, a koton who ate only a kezayis of bread, yochol lohotzi gadol she'ochol kezayis pas. He can be motzi a gadol who ate a kezayis of bread, b'pnei she'shayach etz lochiyav she'ochad rabbonim b'ofen she'yochol kedei sviya. Says the Chayodom, since a koton theoretically could have one derabbonim, if he ate till he was full, he would only have one derabbonim that he's a koton. Therefore, even if he only ate a kezayis where he has two derabbanans, because A, he's a katan, he's not chayvim mitzvahs daraisa, and B, even if he was, he ate the shear that only is mechayvim derabbanan, still the chayadam holds that a katan who has two derabbanans could pater a gadol who has one derabbanan, since the katan is shayach to one derabbanan. If you're wondering, as opposed to what? As opposed to Megillah. When it comes to the Megillah, so a katan be'etzim is a double derabbanan. A gadol in Megillas Esther is a chiyav derabbanan. A katan is a chiyav in all mitzvahs derabbanan, and this mitzvah derabbanan, so it's trei derabbanan. So he's be'etzim two derabbanans. That's when we say two derabbanans, a trei derabbanan can't pater chad derabbanan. But in the case where you're trei derabbanan because you did something to downgrade yourself, because you only ate a kezayis, or you davened your tefillah, and therefore you yotzei kiddush deraisa, so even though now you have two derabbanans, but you're shayach to one derabbanan. Zot Chayadon, when you're shayach to one derabbanan, even though you downgraded yourself to two derabbanans, you could pater one derabbanan. That's what the Chayadon holds, unlike the Derech HaChayim. And note 12. But I don't know where I got the number from. The host of it, he has Archie, who had been the kiddush, the same thing applies in kiddush, what we're saying over here. Since if he wouldn't have davened, he'd be one derabbanan. Even after he davened, so that's the chiddush of the chayodom. Makes a lot of sense that when you're shayach to one derabbanan, even if you're two derabbanans, you could pater a gadol who's one derabbanan, and that would apply both in benching if you ate only kezayis, or in kiddush if you already davened. But an example of where trei derabbanan can pater one derabbanan lefi the chayodom would only be a case that he's always trade rabbanas like Megillah. That is the sheet of the Chai Adam. And let's go back to the Mishabur now. So the second Afghamina we said again is a katan, assuming, like we're saying, that he did not yet daven, can't pater a gadol who already daven, because then they're both the rabbanan. V'ulam yesh lefakfek bazaharbe. But says the Mishabura, there's a lot to take issue with over here. The Hokai Malon Lael Besimit Samach Sevdala, the Mitzvah Srichas Kavana Lotzeis Basias HaMitzvah. We paskin. Certainly by mitzvah daraisa, it's machlokas by mitzvah derabanan, that mitzvah srichas kavana. To be yotzei, the asiyas ha-mitzvah, you have to have kavana. So if you want to say that he was Yothi, a Schiv Daraisa of Kiddush and Davening, he has to have Kavanah to be Yothi, a Schiv of Kiddush and Davening. Umistama ain midera cha'olam l'chavein l'otis is a mitzvah say the Zohar b'tfila. But Mistama, the way of the world is not to have in mind to be Yothi, your mitzvah say the Raisa of Zohar and Davening. Why? Kevan she'eshlo yayin opas. Since you know that at home you have wine or bread waiting for you, the yochol lekadesh aleihem achakal bebrocha kadin. You know you can do the mitzvah in the best possible way and be yotzei yedarais and the rabbanon altogether. So why would you have in mind the davening to be yotzei yedarais and then you still have to go do the rabbanon? So mistama, you never in mind to do the daraisa, and therefore the average person will assume. We'll see the notes in a second exactly how they say it, but it's not mistabra that a person is having in mind in his tefillah to be yotzei his mitzvah of kiddush daraisa when he has a better way to do the mitzvah when he gets home. V'tov yotzei sheyetzei oz ha-mitzvah say daraisa mishyetzei ata v'yeh below kos v'shlo v'mokos suda. And therefore it's better not to be yotzei your mitzvah daraisa in shul and davening, because it's better to be yotzei your mitzvah daraisa when you get the full mitzvah, which is al ha-kos. If you look at note number 10, he writes, umitam zeh, according to this logic, that we don't assume that a person has in mind to be yotzei is chiyuv daraisa and davening for kiddush. Cholesh ein yochel kaddish al kol. Someone who's sick who can't make kiddush. Or misha ein lelechem yain. Or someone who has no bread and no wine, he can't make kiddush the regular way. Rosh Shlomo Zalman says shechayiv meikra din lechavim betfila losish deichovas mitzvah kiddush. He has to meikra din be mechavim and tefila bedavka to be yotzei. We don't assume he's mechavim for that. He has to bedavka have in mind, because again, like the Mishabura says, the average person is not having that in mind. Therefore, if you need to be yotzei, you chiv daraisa, because you have no other way to make kiddush, so you better absolutely have kavana to be yotzei, you chiv daraisa. In note 11, he says, kein kosach sam sofer. The best way is not to be mechavin to be yotzei yochiv kiddush and davening. The best way is to be yotzei yochiv daraisa al hakos v'makom suda. And the Shevet Halevi writes, sheyesh lodun im tzorach lechavin betfilah shelolotzei shedeichovas kiddush. He's has a shaila. Should you have in mind? Do you need to have in mind that you're not being yotzei yochiv of kiddush and davening? Or do we say kevan shetiknu chazal kiddush al hakos? Since chazal was masagin to be kiddush al hakos, memelo kavanas hamispal losei shdeichovas to be kiddush al hakos. So maybe we say, says Rav Osner, that mistama you don't have in mind automatically to be yotzei and davening, because mistama you want to do kiddush the right way, and therefore says the Mishavura, based on all that we're saying over here, it's not so pashut to say that your davening in shul is already a kiyum daraisa, because mistama, most people, or the stam das, is not to be yotzei your chiyum daraisa of kiddush, because you want to do it the best way when you get home and you have your kos. There are other issues to have with this Magen Avram that says you yotzei daraisa with your kiddush in shul, and we'll see that in the Bir Halacha, kemosha bi'arta Bir Halacha, and Rit Hashem will have time to see that in the Bir Halacha as well. Al kain, therefore, yesh l'noa milotes yidei kiddush al yidei katan. Therefore, it's best that a gadol is not yotzei his kiddush through a katan, even if he did daven already. V'afilu im yizar ha-shomea lomar imo mila b'mila gam kein nochon l'noa mizeh. Even if you're listening to a katan saying kiddush and you're repeating after him every single word, it's still not the best thing to do. In lo shemunach l'fanav gam kein paso yayin be'is ha-kiddush. Unless, of course, you have your own kos or your own bread in front of you for kiddush. But if you're relying on the katan's kos or the katan's bread, that's not the best way to go, even if you're saying your own words of kiddush, because you're still reliant on him in some way, and that's not what we want. Like we'll see later at the end of Sifkat and Gimel in Mitzvah Shem tomorrow. V'dan, you should know, the kiddush shel yom tov hu midrabanan. Now he switches gears, and he says, yom tov kiddush is only midrabanan. U'mikol makom yesh lo kol din kiddush shel Shabbos. But the rules of kiddush and yom tov follow all the dins of kiddush of Shabbos. V'im yom tov chal bi erev Shabbos v'ein lo ela kos echad. Here's an interesting shaila. Yontif is on Friday, and Shabbos is following, and you only have enough wine for one kos of Kiddush. So says the Mishabura, Manicho le Shabbos, Shehu Minat Torah, Ubi Yontif, Yikadosh al Hapas. Save the wine for Shabbos, that you can Mekayim it the best possible way, because Kiddush on Shabbos is the Araisa, and on Yontif, which Kiddush is only the Rabbanam, so you should be Mekadosh on bread. Now, if you look at Os Gimel Neshar Tzion, he writes, this is from the Magen Avraham, Umistabra dafilu im klaris palel. Even if you already davened on Friday night, so according to the Magen Avraham, which we're going in, you already were yotzei yachiv darais of Kiddush, so now Kiddush, when you get home on Shabbos, is just like Yontif, they're both the Rabbanon. Adayin mikomokom ikarahu min haTorah. L'maisa, you still should give the precedence to Shabbos Kiddush because L'maisa, Me'ikra Din, it is Daraisa. Happens to me, you downgraded to the Rabbanon, but it's still a more chashiv Kiddush because it's Shaya to Daraisa as opposed to Kiddush Anyata, which is only the Rabbanon, the Etzim. Therefore, even if right now they're both the Rabbanon for you, still give the kos of Kiddush for the Shabbos Kiddush, which has a Shaychus to the Daraisa. That is the Mishnah Berurah for tonight, and now we have a very lengthy Bir Halacha. And we will see a lot of it. Not all of it, but a lot of it. Turn back to page Mem Hei. There's two basic topics in the Bir Halacha. Number one is on page Mem Hei, and the other one's going to be on page 90. The first Nakuda he is addressing is that which the Mechaber says when you get home, you want to eat right away, make Kiddush right away. So he brings, Vafilu Kodem Chashecha Ken Kosavataz. The Taz says, even if you make early Shabbos, rush home and make Kiddush as early as possible. This is the Taz of Shitaso. According to the Magen Avraham that we just quoted in the Mishnah Berurah and we saw earlier, you have to make sure not to make Kiddush right away if it's within a half hour of Tetzach Kochavim before Laila. You don't want to make Kiddush a half hour before. Because according to many poskim, you were not yet yotze your chiyuv of Kriya Shema in shul. And specifically for us, that we're knowing every day to daven marav in the right time when it's dark. And we normally daven mincha during the week after plag. So therefore, it's not really the best idea to rush and make your Kiddush right away. That's all only within the half hour before it says. According to the Magen Avraham, if you're still before the half hour before Laila, Mutter l'kaddish v'lecho b'shabbos ayde Kiddush zeh, then you can make Kiddush and you can eat. The Kiddush is perfectly fine. Kol shumi plaga mincha l'mala, as long as you're from plagan onwards. According to our custom that we daven marav at night and we daven mincha normally after plag, so you see, we hold not like Rabbi Yehuda. We hold that plag is not laila because we daven every day mincha after plag. So how are we being yotze with everything being before nighttime for Mariv and for Kriya Shema, the Afshim and for Kiddush, the Afshim Miyashiv, that even though the Magen Avraham answers this, Mikomakom lechatchila yoser tov limnoa mizeh, still it's better lechatchila to avoid this. Kein nira l'anias daiti. That's what appears in my humble opinion. Now in note number 3, he goes to explain in the Magen Avraham the difficulty over here. Let's look at it quickly. Note number 3, he writes, So the Magen Avraham asks on the Shulchan Aruch that says you're allowed to daven marav early and be mekabel Shabbos early on Friday night. He asks on it from the Gemara. The Gemara is clear. It's only according to Rabbi Yehuda. But those who are knowing the whole week to daven mincha after plag and marav at night, like the Rabbanon, how could they change on Friday night, all of a sudden change like Rabbi Yehuda Shita? The Magen Avraham gives a few answers. Number one, according to the Halakha Gemara, because Al Maskana, you can choose whoever you want to go like Rabbi Yehuda or the Rabbanon. So Mamela Mutter Lahakdin Lispal Be'er Shabbos, Afal Pisha B'chol Osa Karabbanon. Answer number one is, you could pick and choose, so even though during the week you did like the Rabbanon, on Shabbos you could do like Rabbi Yehuda. Va'otiris, another answer he gives is, Shekevan Shetfilas Arvisi Keneged Halas Evarim Upadarim, since Marvis Keneged, the leftover limbs and fats, Shalos Akla, didn't get eaten up by the daytime burnings of the Karbanos. On Shabbos, you can't put the limbs and fats on the Mizbeach. So you have to say that on Friday afternoon, they put the leftover fats and limbs on the Mizbeach before it got nighttime. Therefore, we have grounds that even though during the week we daven Maariv at night, we can daven Maariv earlier because that's when the Maariv is connected was done. On Friday night, it was done earlier, and therefore we could daven earlier. Otiris. Another answer he gives is Shalunin Erev Shabbos Efshel Lishmal Hal Shidas on Mordechai. When it comes to Friday night, you can rely on the Mordechai. Shemutir Lasos Pam Ki Rabbanan or Pam Ki Rabbi Yehuda. You can go like the Rabbanan or Rabbi Yehuda, choose whatever you want. Ve'yos v'yesh lodem mechol tirutzim anal. Since all these tirutzim are not so pashut, kasav ha'beralocha sh'odef lihimana mizas. The beralocha tells us it's best to not do that. And then he goes on to discuss in the rest of the note, which we saw already in a different note, that Rav Yoshev and Shlomo Zalman say that you should not make early Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael. You should not do that. The minhag is not to do that. If you want, better to eat before and daven afterwards, but you absolutely should not make early Shabbos because of what the beralocha is saying over here. But let's go back to let's. The first and the third is.
But basically, you could just pick and choose which one you want. Because they're both valid.
Good point. I'm not sure. To look into it. You're right, they're saying the same thing. The third one, he's bringing the Mordechai. The first one, he's just saying the Gemara, the other Kamara, the other Kamara of it. But there are Rishonim that learn the other Kamara, the other Kamara of it means, you know, in a permanent way. But he's, in the first answer, seems to understand it not that way. So I'm agreeing with your Kasha. Okay. But I'm going to leave it okay. For now. Let's go back to the Beralocha. We'll continue for note number three. If you don't mind turning that off, because it's going to be... Thank you so much. You can just press the button, it goes off. Zok the Beralocha right there. V'odos divrei ha-taz hanal. What do we do to Taz who says you should be mocked as early as possible? La'nias daiti lulei dvorav ha'isi omer de'en kavanas ha-tur klal b'masha omer miyad l'zareis l'dover zeh. If not for the Taz, I would have learned that that's not what the Torah means when he says to do it miyad. He doesn't mean to do it miyad when you makabel Shabbos earlier, you should make Kiddush right away. Rak Sheba Tur Lomar de Biagia Zman Chiyav Kiddush. When the Zman of Chiyav Kiddush comes, the Hainu Achar Shehu Laila. When it comes to nighttime, Sha'oz Miskadesh Hayom, that's when the day is made holy, then Mitzvah Lasos Dovers that take Evel Acher. That's what he means miyad. Zog de Beralocha, I would teach the Torah when he says you should make Kiddush miyad. When it becomes nighttime, make Kiddush miyad. Not miyad when you finish davening Maariv at the earlier minyan. The Loshon Zachreyu al Yayam Bechnisaso is Mashma Tekef Misha Miskadesh Hayom. It's when the day becomes holy. V'chein Mashma B'Rashi Psochem Ayin Shom. Aval lo balomar shemitzvah lezareis atzma lekadesh mishum shu kibo be'atzma levashabbos. But the Torah doesn't mean to say, start making Kiddush right away when you're Mekabel Shabbos. No, right away when it becomes Shabbos. When it becomes nighttime, that's when you should make it. I want to skip five lines and bring the raya that read the raya here. Brings some brachos. The raya mi brachos chav zayin amabeis that amin sham the Rebbe tzoli shel Shabbos ve'er Shabbos. The raya is in the Gemara and brachos that says that Rebbe would daven the Shabbos daven and er Shabbos. He made early Shabbos. He davened earlier. V'nichnas lemerchas lazia and then he went into the bathhouse to Shvitz, which is before the gzeira that you can't do that on Shabbos. V'yotza v'shon alam pirkin and then he gave us a shir. V'adayin l'choshkin, it was still light outside. V'lechora lama zochad shon alam pirkin. Why does he say that he gave us a shir? V'al korcho tehu laharu shetviloso hoisa zman harbi kodem chashecha. Trying to show us that he davened way before dark. Ki od nishar zman achar atfilo likonis lamirchas. He still had time after davening to go to the bathhouse in a mutadik way. V'lishtos aperko tamidim to give a shir to the tamidim. Umidelo hiskir shagam kidesh v'ocha kodem shetetet lamirchas. The fact that the Gemara doesn't say that he made kiddush and he ate before going to the merchatz, al korchach de lo kiddush mitchila. You have to say that he didn't make kiddush first. Ushmamina de lo tzrichinon lezeiruze kozman shelo yigia dan zman chiyuva. And you see from that Gemara, Zalta Beralacha, that there's no inyan zrizos before the zman comes. The inyan zrizos is after the zman comes, when it becomes nighttime, then there's an inyan of doing zrizos. Then he goes on, he adjusts it slightly, but we're going to skip that. We're going to turn to the next page and begin the Beralacha on page 90 from line number 7. Va'ata novo levar b'mitzas ikir mitzas kiddush. We're going to give a little summary of mitzas kiddush. Hine kiddush ayom mitzas say daraisa l'chol aposum. Everyone holds daraisa. From the fact that it says zochar Hashem Shabbos l'katsho. The Rambam writes, like we saw, the mitzas say nuchal l'kayim b'zachira shivko shayom v'kiddushu b'vad. Just by mentioning the praise of Shabbos and the holiness of Shabbos, you yotzei the mitzas daraisa. Umadun m'katshin al akosu rak m'divei sofren b'vad. Many Rishonim agree that Kiddush al Yayin is only the Rabbanim. The Kosev of Magen Avraham, the Magen Avraham that we saw in the Mishabura, writes that according to this, B'tfila bilvad sheba nizkar kedushas hayom mekayim mitzvah asei, by davening Maariv yotzei yemitzvah asei daraisa. And he brings a raya from the Gemara in Brachos that says as follows: Hamavdil b'tfila tzarach sheyadil al kosa lo. The Gemara asks a question: one who made a havdala in his Maariv, does he have to make havdala al kosa or not? Veishiva, and the Gemara answers, Ki Kiddusha, like Kiddush. Ma Kiddusha, Af Agav, the Mekadosh B'Tzelosa, Hodur Mekadosh Akosa. Just like by Kiddush, after you make Kiddush in Davening, you make Kiddush Alakos. Af Abdelanami, Af Agav, the Madhub of Tvila, Hodur Madhul Akosa. So to Abdullah, even though you made Abdullah in Davening, you make Abdullah Alakos. So this is the Raya he brings down, that Kiddush is the Raya in Tvila, because otherwise, what do you mean you make Kiddush in Davening, you make Kiddush again? What was the point of the Kiddush in Davening? Why is it called Kiddush? What do you accomplish? If Kiddush has to be Alayayin, and that's it, so you accomplish nothing. Elamad must be that Kiddush in Tvila was Makayim, the Mitzvah Daraisa, and on the wine later, it's going to be Mitzvah Darabona. That is the Raya from the Gemara. But va'ayim bechadusha v'kivegir shehevi de medivri ha'ran besugya de ner chanukah v'ner beso mucha de srile de kiddush al yayin ol hapasu daraisa. He has three basic problems with the Magen Avraham, who's saying that you can be yotze your mitzvah daraisa with a kiddush in shul. Number one is, v'kivegir brings from the Ran that the Ran holds clearly that kiddush al yayin in fact is the daraisa. In note number five, he brings the raya down. The Gemara says over there, shener chanukah v'ner shabbos kol min layayin shal kiddush. Ner chanukah and ner shabbos take precedence over wine for kiddush. And the Ran asks, Eich dochem their Shabbos and their Chanukah is a Kiddush. Harechovos a Kiddush is midaraisa. The Chiyuv of Kiddush is midaraisa. And the Gemara answers, the Ran answers, Shekevon she'efshe lekadosh ala pas, since you can make Kiddush on bread, ein bekach the Chiyuv shel Kiddush. You're not pushing off the Kiddush. Umidvarav ochiach harekiveger, kiveger is medaik in the Ran, she'daitu she'belo yayin o pas, ein yotzi midaychovas Kiddush midaraisa. Because the Gemara doesn't say you can be yotze yachiv the rice in davening. Just like if you yotze yachiv the rice instead of the wine, you could use the bread. So it's clear from the Ran says in Kivegi that there's a chiv the rice to mekadosh al yayin. That's one problem with the Magen Avraham, that he's going lefi one shita, the Rambam and Tosas. I mean, one big shita, but it's not so posh that there are rishonim that argue. I want to skip down because we're running out of time. If you skip down four lines before we get to the wide lines, Od Ra'isi La'orer B'din Zeh, another point that I want to be ma'orer here, says the Bir Halacha, is the Gemara in Pesachim that says, V'tzarech L'haskir Yitzias Mitzrayim B'Kiddush Hayom. The Gemara learns out from Xavier Shava that you have to say Yitzias Mitzrayim B'Kiddush. Because it says over here, Zachar, and it says over there, L'man Tizkor. V'huva Meimer Zub Rabbeinu Chananel Shalafaneinu V'gam B'Rif Rosh, and the Rishonim bring down this Meimra. V'im Kein Eich Yotzi De Kiddush V'Tfila. If so, Frekta B'Halacha, how can the Magen Avraham say that Yotzi Yachir D'Raisa? In davening, halo nizkar betfilas lailo yitzias mitzrayim klal. In the marish when esrei of Shabbos, there is no mention of yitzias mitzrayim. And if we have xeris shava telling me that kiddush has to have yitzias mitzrayim, how can we yotze your mitzvah daraisa in tefila? The afshar ashbam kosav sham, the second wide line, the tzarach lahaski yitzias mitzrayim betzalosa v'yalakos. It's not in our nusach of tefila. The eich kosav amogen avram the yotze bazeh. Then he explains why the Rambam it's not a kasha, because the Rambam will say you have to add on, but according to Magen Avraham, who's saying Yotzi with our tefila, it doesn't make any sense. He tries to answer up. He says in the sixth wide line, Ulanias Daiti Yesh Liyashi Dvar Vitzas, you could answer a little bit, Odis Sover Shu Rakmid Rabbanav Xer Shavu Asmachta B'Alma. Maybe you could say that whole Xer Shavu is only an Asmachta, and it's only the Rabbanav you have to mention the idea of Yetzias Mitzrayim, therefore you still could be Yotzi Yachiv Daraisa in Dani without Yetzias Mitzrayim. Or, skip to the end of the line, Odis over the Yotze Min HaTorah B'mash Yizki Yitzias Yitzrayim Samach LaTvila Da'ashkiveinu Kegula Aruch L'damya. Then he plays around with the fact that Kivi Yotze, your mitzvah, the rice of mentioning Yitzias Mitzrayim in the Birchas Kriyashma, where you mention Yitzias Mitzrayim before the Shmon Esrei. And you can combine that with the Shmon Esrei and discuss that in Arichus. And then he brings down, that's how he wants to answer for the Magen Avraham. But if you skip down a few lines, he says, Aval Mikomokom L'dinot Tzarechin. But still, the Ma'aser needs Sarachian. Do like Havanas Agamar Shiyaski Yitzias Mitzrayim B'Silch HaKiddush? Because maybe the Gemara means you might have to say Yitzias Mitzrayim in the Kiddush. Ubenusot Tfilasenu Lo Matzinu Zeh. Umipnei Kol HaTo'am Manal. Because of all these reasons, Kasadnu Bifnim Shiyesh LeFakfek B'Zeh Harbe. That's why he wrote in the Mishavura that it's not so posh to go with this Magen Avraham. The Gam B'Derech HaChaim Kosav De Lechachila Yesh Lochosh L'Gedolei HaPoskim She'Svilu De'Ein Yotze Dvar Torah B'Tfila. So the Derech HaChaim also writes that you have to go with the poskim that say that you're not yotze with tefila. And then he brings down what he brought in the Mishabura as well, the problem of mitzvah strichas kavana, that again, because of mitzvah strichas kavana, and a person knows he has at home waiting for him the cup of wine or the challah, where it can be yotze, the raisa, the rabbana, getting everything together. So mistama, the average person, is not having in mind when he's davening the kavana to be yotze, a schil of kiddush. And therefore, for these three reasons, the Bir Halacha comes out that one should not really rely on the Magen Avraham and should not be yotze his mitzvah daraisa in the kiddush in Shmona Esrei of Marav. We'll stop here and we'll go back to Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow.